Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 67 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou, and I'm wondering why you're laughing over there.
There's an item in the moosh moosh just buried in the middle that really makes me giggle.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. But it's funny.
I'm just making sure that there's nothing going on. I don't have egg on my face or anything
really
like that.
It's really funny.
Okay. I don't know
if I can get past it.
How have you been?
I've been well.
You know, speaking of what you just said, I have been working on a large voiceover project the last week or so, and it's educational stuff, educational material for
it's boring.
Third graders, you know, science stuff, which I actually kind of enjoy. You know, I like science.
Are you learning in the process?
I have learned a few things.
Uh-huh.
But that's neither here nor there. The point is that I, you know, going along, yesterday was the 13th, 14th, and 15th hours of recording this material.
Wow. I hope you're getting rich off
and,
of this.
And so, you know, it's gone fine. It's gone well. And then yesterday, all of a sudden, I started reading this script. And I don't see the scripts beforehand. It's like, you get a script, I get a script, and then I just start reading it.
Right.
So I'm reading it dry, basically, or as they say, a cold read. And I get to this one script, and I cannot stop laughing because it was about garbage and throwing away your garbage. And the whole rest of all of these scripts have been very factual and matter of fact and everything. And this one was very, like, editorial and kind of, you know, insulting to people and stuff like that. And I just couldn't stop laughing because of the way it was worded. And I felt really bad. I felt really bad about it.
Were they frustrated with you, or were they laughing with you?
No, they were laughing with me because it was really funny, and it was kind of out of nowhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, they were not bothered by it at all. But it was a pretty funny thing because I just couldn't and I had to. It was like four or five times before I finally was able to do it without laughing. But it was pretty funny.
That's funny.
So you have some letters that you would like to read. Well, I have one letter and you have one. Why don't you start with yours?
Okay. Dorian has a list of things that he'd like to bring up from the last podcast. Wow. I'm just going to jump.
Are we in trouble?
I'm going to jump to number two.
We're not in trouble, are we?
No.
I don't want to be in trouble.
No. Lady on the Water was the worst of Shemalama Ding Dong's movies.
Okay.
That's number two on his list.
That's one opinion.
No, that's many opinions.
Saying in that's fact, one opinion from this letter.
Right. He also agrees with you that A-Team was great and should have been better received by the public.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He agrees that E3 was in fact a joke.
Okay.
He says, if you like car games, Split Second is effing awesome.
Wow. Borderline inappropriate for this audience.
He also mentioned that he likes Nurse Jackie, which I think we mentioned last year.
Yeah.
He can't... I'm just going to read as it says. He can't believe that I'm going to switch to the Evo, but AT&T sucks major anus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite inappropriate for our audience, but that's fine.
Here's some advice he'd like from you. He's about to start an internship as a Forex trader and wants to know where he can find a new quad cube, which is four screens for trading purposes, and how hard is it to install.
Oh. You know what? I think I saw this email before. Did you forward
it to
me?
This email to you, yeah.
Yeah, I meant to look that up and I didn't. So I'll look it up and I'll give you an answer a little bit later in the podcast. Sorry that I didn't do that before.
He says we have to watch Damages with Glenn Close. You know, I have my issue with Glenn Close, so that's going to be hard.
What's your issue with Glenn Close?
I once waited on Glenn Close.
Not nice?
Not nice.
Okay.
She was being interviewed by the three people sitting at the table, and I had approached the table, and the three people, she was talking, like rambling on about something, her life or her movies or whatever. And the other three people had given me their orders, and she just kept rambling, so I'm, you know, staring at her, waiting for her order, and she just completely ignored me. And then, you know, finally gave me her order. So in back, I did my little nod to her in Fatal Attraction. I will not be ignored, Glenn Close.
And did she hear you do that?
No, it was to no one.
Okay.
Dorian also finished Red Dead Redemption.
So if you work with Tony and you find him talking to himself, there's probably a celebrity
completely normal
nearby.
Yeah. Dorian also finished Red Dead Redemption at 100%, and the ending is a major twist, effing unbelievable.
Wow. He's very emotional in this email.
And Dorian, who is a fellow bartender, in fact, we used to work together, says that we should do a podcast for bartenders where we talk about how stupid people are.
Yeah, that would go over great.
It would be entertaining.
Well, that's true.
So thank you, Dorian. That's a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff. Our listener, Stritch, also wrote in. He says, after having my Evo for 2 weeks and now hearing about how bad the IP4, that would be the iPhone 4, is turning out with all of its hardware issues, I couldn't be happier with my choice. My one real complaint about the Evo was battery life, but once you figure out which apps are good and bad for the phone, it's easy to manage. I always felt very confined with the iPhone OS, even when I jailbroke it, and the Droid OS doesn't have that feeling at all. The iPhone GUI and overall feel of it had a look-but-don't-touch feel to me. But with the Evo, open source goodness at its best, and I've had no dropped calls, and my network is faster no matter where I am. So there you go.
There you go.
And I mean, he wrote a lot of other stuff, but I thought that that was the best part of what he wrote in terms of, you know, answering your questions about the Evo and what you were wondering about it.
Right. He also, do you have it in that letter there? He talked about an app that it's kind of like the iTunes for.
Well, he mentioned Winamp, which is a.
No, it was something else.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I have it open here.
Okay. You talking about on the phone? Talking about on the Evo or on Windows?
On the Evo.
Oh.
You don't have it in that letter, though? Hold on. I have it right here.
He said that, you know, because the Evo...
He gave a specific app name. It is Double Twist. Double Twist app seems to be a great iTunes to Droid replacement.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so I got to look into that because really, that's if I can find a way to move, you know, download podcasts easily and move music to there without having to jump through.
Well,
a lot
did you
of
see
hoops.
Too that he said you can also just listen to podcasts directly, like you can, he can just open up pause.com on his Evo and just listen to it there.
I would imagine that's using the battery a lot more.
I don't know. I don't know why I would.
Well, because you're constantly connected to the internet.
That's not how it works.
What, it downloads the whole thing?
No, that's not how the internet works. It's not always doing something unless you send a request. So the only data that you would be downloading is while you're streaming it, which is no different than downloading it because it's the same file. When you have a web page up,
so
you're
let me
only
ask you
transferring
this.
Data when you open the page and it loads. Once the page is up, it's not doing anything.
So if I'm streaming something...
If you're streaming something...
Suppose I'm driving my car and I'm streaming it in my car.
Right.
It doesn't have a constant internet connection in order to stream it?
It does for the streaming, but it's no different than the connection
well,
that
that's
would be...
Using more, that's using more battery than just
Wait,
listening.
We need to pause. We need to pause for one moment.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I had to take a very important phone call. It was very important.
His bookie.
It was my probation officer. No.
So what I'm saying is, wouldn't the phone use a lot more battery streaming something from a website than it would just playing a sound file stored on the phone?
Yes, but my point is that if you are going to download that file in the first place, it's the same. The file
it takes like 15 seconds to download a podcast.
Right, but when it streams, it does the same thing.
It downloads it.
It downloads it all, and then it just plays.
That's my question.
Yeah. If you go to pause.com and you go to play the podcast there on the Flash Player, you can see the little download progress bar that finishes after, you know, 20 or 30 seconds, and then it just plays at the normal.
So suppose I only listen, I'm in my car, I'm doing it that way. I can go back to it? Like, it's still stored on my phone?
Well, it should be. I mean, typically the way
and
the
I can
browser,
go back to where I was?
Yeah, I mean, typically the way the, thing. If you don't close that browser window, it should, because right. The way that the browser works is it caches all the stuff on the page.
Right.
So once it downloads it, it should be downloaded unless you... And now, see, on a mobile browser, I don't know if it retains stuff in the cache
right.
if you close
well,
the browser
that's important.
Window.
I would have to know that. And especially... yeah. No, not especially anything.
Okay. Okay. So there you go. Anyway, like he said, there are applications apparently under Android that let you figure out which apps are using battery life when, and it'll shut those things off when you don't need them
right.
to help maximize
cool.
battery life. Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Evo.
Yeah, it looks pretty nifty. I wonder if they're going to fix that screen detachment issue, though. Or maybe they've already done that. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
But seems like a really good phone. And, you know, one of my neighbors got the iPhone 4. and it definitely seems faster. But
how's reception though?
Well, the same or worse than the current phone.
I have to say, since the new iPhone came out and all those people have bought it, I really notice a difference in my reception.
It's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume there's more people on the network.
Sure. But I didn't really like holding the phone. I don't like the shape of it now.
It feels fragile, like you're going to drop
it. Well, it feels fragile, and because the back is flat and glass, and so the edge is now squared off,
right,
it doesn't feel as good holding it in your hand. Right. So I think, I mean, it looks nice. It seems like it's well constructed, but I don't like it. I have to be honest. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to not like about that. We'll get to that later. Right.
You're That's giggling over giggle.
The moosh moosh, aren't you?
Let's move into video games.
Okay,
let's. I have a few to talk about. First, I want to talk about a game on the iPad called Veggie Samurai.
Veggie Samurai. Which
very
I watched
similar
you play.
To Fruit Ninja on the iPhone, which I just found out this morning they also have a Veggie Samurai for the iPhone.
Okay.
But all it is they're throwing veggies at you, and you're just like slicing and dicing. And there's two modes to play.
Is it narrated by Mark Dacascos?
No.
Okay. Because that would be kind of cool.
There's two modes. The first mode is samurai mode, where it's kind of, there's no time limit, but you just can't let any of the veggies, once they're thrown up in the air, you can't let them fall.
Yeah.
But they're also throwing up bottles of poison as well. So okay. if you hit a bottle of poison, your game's over.
Okay.
So you want to, you know, slice and or dice all the veggies they throw at
you. It's kind of interesting.
But avoid the poison.
I think the poison was a ninja thing, wasn't it? Wasn't that a ninja thing versus a samurai thing?
I don't know.
Maybe they both use poison.
Actually, in Fruit Ninja, they're bombs. So that's the difference. And fruit, of course. Right. Then there's a timed mode where there is no poison. You just try to get the highest score you can. And they actually throw more vegetables at you. And so what you're trying to do is get combos, but it's such a simple game.
I'm
giving it so much detail.
I know.
But I am completely addicted to it, and I find myself sitting there playing it for
hours.
Now,
let me explain to people. What happens is the vegetables come up from the bottom of the screen, and you swipe your hand sideways to slice, and then swipe your hand vertically to dice.
And or you could slice vertically and dice horizontally.
Either way. It's right. Horizontal and vertical swipes
with your hands.
But you're just
using your hands, yeah.
Okay,
and you can use one finger for one blade, two finger for two blades, or three finger for three blades.
Okay, so let me just explain to you that Tony was showing me how the game plays, and I noticed a few times that he didn't dice. He would just slice. And I said, hey, how come you didn't get the carrot? And you know what his reply was? I don't want to get too tired.
Well, it was just a demonstration purpose. It wasn't like a competition.
Just making sure.
It wasn't the tournament.
Was there any wagering?
No.
Okay.
No. Just not yet.
That's coming.
I've also played the Crackdown 2 demo. I believe that comes out this week on the Xbox 360. And I never played the original Crackdown, but it's a lot of fun.
What kind of game is it?
It's open world, third person action. A lot of jumping and shooting. But what's really cool about it is you get to a point, you collect all these agility orbs, and you get to a point where you can leap higher, and you'll get to a point where you can just jump over buildings and jump from building to building. And just the movement it's just so much fun.
Cool.
And it looks like a lot of fun.
Now, was that on the PS3?
No, it's only on the 360.
Oh, okay.
Maybe on PC, but I know it's only on 360 as far as consoles go.
Right.
There's also a really cool thing that this demo does that I've never seen before. The demo is timed, so I don't know if I don't think it necessarily puts you right at the beginning of the game.
Right.
But it puts you in there, and you can earn achievements on it that aren't granted to you until you play the.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
The full version of the game.
So it's like if you play the demo, you can get achievements that are sort of valuable. After you buy the real game.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And what else?
I also want to mention, I just stumbled upon this the other day on my iPad when I was going through the App Store. They have, you know those game guides they come out with, the Brady guides those? They have a guide for the Red Dead Redemption game on the iPad. It was 99 cents. So I downloaded it. You know, it's a buck. That's less than a buck. And it is so cool. It's the whole guide with the whole walkthrough and all the information on every character and weapon and everything. Just here, let me hand it to you.
Yeah.
Kind of play with it a little.
Here. We're talking about his iPad, just so you
know. 99 cents, and it's the whole guide, and it's complete. You know, it's very graphic.
But it's done in interactive form.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
It's really cool, and what a bargain, 99 cents. And I was just thinking, what a great future for like game guides.
Oh, totally. Because then you can have it right there next to you while you're playing.
Exactly.
And I have to say, what's really neat about this, for instance, I'm on. You opened it up to a weapon section, and I'm on revolvers, and so all the revolvers are presented in a cover flow display so that you can just go through them and then you tap it and it tells you the power, you know, the power and range and rate of fire and all that kind of stuff for each one of these. It's really pretty cool.
For 99 cents.
And then characters.
And I mean, if you went to buy the full guide, I'm sure in the store, which I'm sure everything from the guide is in there, it'd be like $20.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's really great. Now, does this go through the iPad's iBooks interface, or is
no,
it just
it's
its own app?
It's its own app.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I think you're right. I think this is going to be a huge market for those companies. But then I find myself wondering, I wonder if it'd be worth getting an iPad just for that. And then I feel stupid.
Because they're $500.
Because then I could just go buy the book for $20.
Right. Yeah, if you plan on buying 25 of those books, then I guess it would pay off.
I suppose. But I have not in my entire life bought 25 of those books. So.
Or any
probably
books,
not.
I'm sure.
That was just uncalled for. Was that really necessary?
Well, I guess it wasn't, but it was for comedic purposes. We're on to you in video games.
Really?
Yeah.
I really don't have much to report.
You know, that upsets our listeners.
I know. Well, I the only things... Last week, I really didn't get to play anything because of my crazy work schedule. That voiceover project had me driving into the city for long periods of time every day.
Right.
And so then I was more tired because the traffic has been so bad lately. You know, all the joke in Chicago is that we only have two seasons, winter and construction. And so during summer, pretty much every highway is under construction.
I've never heard that joke.
You've never heard that joke?
Oh, bless you.
Bless you, Kelsey. You've never heard that joke?
No.
Really? Wow. It's kind of pathetic on your part. And I, you know, I was just tired. And then our son actually went to bed early a couple nights. So we caught up on some TV. So I have some TV.
Right.
To
I see you have a lot
later.
Of TV to talk about.
I have
about.
A ton of TV to talk
so that
about.
Makes up for it.
Yeah. So that makes up
so
for it.
So any listeners upset that you haven't played something, they're about to be redeemed.
That's right. It's interesting because in World of Warcraft, I was getting ready to do some various activities with some of the other people in the guild that I'm in, and then I just haven't been on again since then.
Right.
And so I'm wondering if they think that I just quit or dropped out or something. Because I literally have not played at all for a week.
Right.
So, and I want to get back in and play more Mass Effect 2. For some reason, I feel like this would be a good time to play that game.
You mean like seasonally?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know
why. It just feels appropriate.
Yeah.
But anyway. So I don't have anything new to report in that sense.
No, I have more.
You know, and I have to say, it's getting harder and harder to find fun stuff to play on the PC. Because, like, I wanted to play Red Dead Redemption, not on the PC.
Right.
You know?
We will have more to talk about as far as World of Warcraft later.
Oh, excellent news.
Yeah. Not even miscellaneous in another section.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting into miscellaneous, there's not much. You know what? There's not a lot buzzing in the video game world right now.
Even technology has been slow this week, which you'll see when we get to the moosh moosh.
So I only have a little miscellaneous for video games. Though NASA has recently suspended real-world lunar explorations, gamers can virtually go to the moon in the NASA-licensed Moonbase Alpha, which is currently available as a free download on Steam. And I was reading some of the reviews of it, and they're saying it's very like detailed and like it's not easy. It's
really
they tried to keep it as close to like
See, that's gonna give me flashbacks to Lunar Lander, which was a very difficult arcade game. Remember how hard that game
I'm
was?
Sure, this is a little more realistic.
I know, but remember how hard that game was? You know, the first two levels were totally piece of cake. Right. Then by the third level, it was like, okay, this is impossible.
Right.
And it was the same exact thing. It's just you went from being able to land on something that was like a mile wide to landing on something that was the same size as the lander.
Right.
And it was so hard.
The last thing I have, Microsoft has revealed that they have made over $1 billion in Xbox Live transactions last year.
Wow.
So whether it be downloading, you know, add-ons or arcade games or...
That's crazy talk.
Or Avatar costumes or...
Why would anyone do that?
Right. And I would assume, you know, they have where you can buy like a little older games on there as well.
You know what's really scary is I know people whose avatars are much more well-dressed than they are in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't they just go out and spend that money on some clothes? Just go over to Kohl's or Target and get a new shirt, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's all I have.
Okay. Wow, that is a slow week.
Yeah.
What's going on? Where's that Tomb Raider game? I want to play that Tomb Raider game. When?
It's coming, man.
When? I want to play it.
Soon.
I want to play that. Soon. You don't even know that. You're just making
No, I know it's coming soon. Okay. I just read something about it the other day. But
I want to play that. I want to play...
You're going to be disappointed with that. Just in its whole...
Yeah, probably. Because it's isometric. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope they're going to do another regular one. No, a real one.
I don't know.
I don't know. I still want to play those Uncharted games. But I would need a PS3 for that.
Yeah.
And a bunch of time that I don't currently have.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems like the PC gaming world has slowed down quite a bit.
I'm going to give you a reason to buy a PS3 when we get into the next section.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about television, which is kind of lame during the summer.
But, yeah.
But what I find interesting is that the cable networks in particular really step it up in the summer months because they know there's nothing
else
going on.
There's less to compete with, sure.
Right. And it's great. I love having more stuff in the summer to watch now than there used to be.
Right.
Top Chef has always been around in the summer, so that's good. We started watching that. We didn't watch the first two episodes that we missed.
Right.
We just started watching with the third episode.
Yeah.
Last week?
You said that last episode. Oh, no. You said that at dinner the other day.
Yeah, I was going to take that back. I was going to say, we hadn't seen it yet.
Right.
No, Tony and I went to a restaurant. By the way, I will mention, we went to this restaurant called Cumin. I don't know how that's pronounced. I think it's Cumin.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a new Nepalese and Indian restaurant in Chicago. And might I say, fantastic.
Yes, and might I say, I had a couple beers. You had a soda. We had an appetizer and two entrees. The bill was $50.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad for a nice restaurant, because it's a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And it's small, but I wouldn't call it a hole in the wall because it's nice inside.
No, there's a hipness to it.
There is.
But still, you know, based in traditional
Nepalese.
Is that how you say that?
Sure. I said
it's a little too close to
Nepalese.
Right, because you didn't want to say nipple.
No, because I was thinking Nepal. But anyway, the first part of the menu is cuisine from Nepal, and the rest of the menu is Indian cuisine, but it was all really, really good.
Yeah, until the next day.
Well, I didn't have any issues with it. But anyway, that's where I told you that we'd start watching Top Chef. And so this week, tonight, will be the fourth episode, right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying Padma.
She's a little juicy now, huh?
She's even more voluptuous thanks to her pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful thing. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what juicy means in that sense. I don't really want to have you explain that comment.
Yeah, no, I mean voluptuous.
Yes, voluptuous.
Yeah.
Much more acceptable way of saying juicy, apparently, in Tony's mind.
Yeah, no, Top Chef has been good. You are not. You haven't watched any True Blood.
No,
yet,
we
right?
haven't seen it
it's
yet.
It's really good
the problem
good this
is
year.
That the problem is that we didn't start recording it, and you can't. It's not since it's cable, which I mean HBO, which you pay for. You can't just go and watch them online then.
If you had Comcast, you could just watch them on demand.
We don't, so we can't.
I'm just telling you. That's
right.
That's
anyway
the world you live in.
So
versus
I don't know.
The world
I don't
I
know what's going to happen. We may miss the whole season.
What?
Well, what are we going to do? Start watching it halfway
Buy
through
on iTunes.
Oh, then I got to pay for it.
Like $1.99 an episode.
All right. Well, maybe we'll consider that.
It's only been three episodes so far.
Okay. I just got to set the thing to record them.
But
I keep forgetting.
It's been very good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all the new characters.
Yeah.
Are
there a lot of them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I won't ruin anything for you, but
yeah,
you get,
don't, please.
You find out more about Bill's past, find out more about Sam's past. And
is the whole werewolf thing cool so far?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've just barely touched on it so far, but
right.
I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm enjoying it more this season than last. Well, because I hated Marianne.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's so funny. I have a friend who, and I think I may have mentioned this before, who just absolutely loves Michelle Forbes, and I almost cannot stand to watch her. She always
because
plays,
of that, or
just
in general.
General, she always plays these characters that I really just dislike.
Yeah.
And so it's a little hard for me to watch her, which I guess speaks well of her as an actress,
right.
Unless she's just really like that in real life. But I don't know anything about her in real life.
Right.
But yeah, I hated that character. Hated. And yeah. I don't mean I hated the character. I mean, like, if the character was real, I would hate that person.
Right. Another interesting thing, they kind of branch out into people's, you know, backgrounds and their past and their family. Alfred Woodard is now on there playing Lafayette's mother.
Which, oh, really?
Which is crazy, so it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It's only been a little with her so far, but I can see that they'll have some fun with it.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of other stuff you've
you
been
watching.
You
haven't watched anything else, really?
No.
We finished watching the Doctor Who specials from last year and realized at the end that we never watched the final episode of the previous season, which I'm kind of annoyed with myself about now.
Right.
Because we thought there was this giant continuity flaw, and then I went to read about it online and realized that we had never seen the last episode. So the continuity flaw was us not
it
having
was you.
Seen the
you
last episode.
You were the
episode.
Continuity flaw.
Exactly. We have also started watching the next season of Supernatural because that's one of those shows that once you start watching it, it's really hard to stop watching. And so we, I don't know, we're a few episodes in, and it's yet another excellent season so far. And it's the whole show is dark because it's obviously about fighting demons and stuff,
right.
But it's turning even darker with one of the main characters. So it's been
because
pretty
of personal demons.
In a manner of speaking, sure. Sure. Why not? We also started catching up on Modern Family. We watched the episode...
which ended over a month ago.
No, but we haven't
okay.
seen anything.
Okay.
So we watched the episode where Phil's dad comes to visit, uh-huh. which was very funny.
Uh-huh.
And we started watching the LAX episode, the one where Gloria surprises Jay with a trip
oh,
to
yeah.
Hawaii with everyone going. We started watching that, but our son, for some reason, is afraid of that show. So when
really?
We put it on, he goes to the door... And then he, like, peers through the doorway at the TV.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. He's in a fear mode. We tried to take him to see fireworks the other night for the 4th of July. Completely lost
not
it.
Not happening, huh?
No, not at all. He did not like that one bit. So whatever. So we're going to have to rewatch that.
Not to compare your son to my dog, but my dog doesn't like him either.
You know what's funny? Our dog doesn't mind fireworks, but he is absolutely terrified of the vacuum cleaner. Where's the sense in that?
I have one dog that's scared of all of that, and then the other dog, not even slightly fazed, chases the vacuum cleaner, was sitting outside watching all the fireworks.
Now, does the dog that's not afraid sort of make fun of the dog that is afraid?
No.
Because that would be kind of funny.
He did get caught yesterday, though, humping the other dog. So
yeah, that'll happen in the dog world.
Not in our house, it won't.
And we have also been watching Chopped, which has been pretty entertaining.
I want to say I saw an episode recently.
I can't remember her name, one of the judges.
You know, I was doing something else, so I wasn't paying attention.
Changed her hair color, so that's new. She's blonde now. She used to be brunette.
Yeah.
One of the things that's interesting about that show is every episode, Ted Allen gets more and more close to William Shatner in terms of his delivery. We will find out if your dish is on the chopping block. It's like, what are you doing? What is your problem? And sometimes he stands with his legs really far apart, but his hands down to his side. So he looks like this strange lollipop tripod because he's got that big Ted Allen head and then this little skinny body with these tripod legs. It's like, what is wrong with this guy? And I think yesterday he was wearing a dickie. And then they
with
had this
no sweater or jacket over.
No, just the dickie. Right. No other clothing at all. And then yesterday, the episode we watched yesterday, which I don't think was on yesterday, but we watched it yesterday, was a special grilling episode. So they didn't tell any of the chefs, but when they got there, they could only use a saute pan and the grill pans.
Wow.
No ovens.
Interesting.
No other anything. And the chefs hated it. They were so mad. They said that in a restaurant, you would never do that. Is that true?
I'm sure you would use whatever you could use.
Well, that's what I would think, but... apparently
I don't think you'd put restrictions on your kitchen and still plan to come out with a good product.
I don't know. Apparently these people did. And it was really weird because you know how on some episodes of that show, one of the chefs will be somebody who's sort of self-taught and they always struggle to compete with all the
right.
other chefs. This episode was almost the opposite of that. It was like three people who didn't know what they were doing and one guy who was really good. And that guy actually did not win. One of the other people won. But it was kind of an odd episode.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I need to get back to that
Ted Allen thing. And then you want to talk about Top Chef?
I thought
more
we did
than,
already.
More, I mean, more than we did? Or no?
Is there really anything?
No.
No. You know, they have it in Washington, D.C. right now, which, yeah, you could bring on some, you know, interesting special guests, I guess, but you know, it's not a very interesting culinary town or city.
Do you know this for a fact? I mean, do you know that there's not good restaurants there?
No.
So what are you talking about then?
Well, I mean, when you think of great restaurants, you think of New York, Chicago, San Francisco. You don't think Washington, D.C.
Well, I don't know that that's true. I think that people tend to think of their own city plus New York and L.A. as having great food.
People do not think of L.A. as having great food. L.A. does not have great food.
I meant San Francisco.
Well, yeah, because they know their little spots. But I'm saying to people in the food business, the three top cities are New York, Chicago, and San Francisco.
Gotcha.
I don't know that Washington, D.C. would even come to anyone's mind.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Where else is the show taking place?
Vegas, Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
New York, L.A.
So it's not really limited, obviously, to culinary highlights.
Right. I mean, they'll go places.
Does L.A. really not have a lot of good food?
No. Terrible food.
What's up with that?
I mean, you have some chef, you know, Wolfgang Puck has his number of restaurants out there. There are some chefs that are based out there, but it's because of the clientele.
Right, but why isn't there better food there?
I don't know. I mean, there are those places that have good food, but it's not a foodie town.
But I don't get that. Is that because nobody there eats?
Yeah, really? I think that's part of it.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I don't like those people. Food is good. So, yeah, it's taking place in Washington, D.C. And have they done any celebrity things or anything like that yet?
Well, they brought on, like, the White House personal chef. And they brought, you know, they bring, like, some politicians, I think, are going to be on this year. But, you know, that's not interesting to me.
Right. I always think it's funny when there's an episode, the second episode, they had to make food for kids.
Right.
Right. And we just saw the last 5 minutes of that one. And I always think it's funny when
the one girl made chicken cooked in sherry for kids.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Oops. Did she get eliminated?
No.
Oh, that's funny. But I always think it's funny on that show when they get to that episode, because there's always a kid episode in every season, pretty much, right? And they're always blown away by the fact that they have to cook for kids, and they always complain about their unsophisticated palates.
Right.
It's like, do you not watch this show?
Right.
This happens every season.
And you would think cooking for kids would be a little easier.
Right.
Because you don't have to go into your, you know,
right, because
your
you
history
don't
of spices.
To, you don't have to make something for a sophisticated palate.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy. One of the people who was eliminated on a recent episode of Chopped, you know how they show them walking out of the place and they do a real quick exit interview? He said, well, I don't know what to say. I guess these judges don't have as sophisticated a palate as I would have hoped. Which you never know might be true, but it doesn't matter. They're the judges.
Right.
What they say goes. I don't know those people. And then finally, we have been watching that show, Persons Unknown.
Is there anyone on that? I mean, I know there's people on it, but
yeah, I'm trying to
anyone of note.
Alan Ruck.
Okay.
And I think he's probably the most well-known person on it so far. which is kind of funny given the title.
You know, we worked together.
I realized that in the parade scene for Ferris Bueller. Right. Yes. Everyone's aware of that by now, trust me. Okay. With your pink balloon and your pink shirt.
It was a pink shirt and a yellow balloon.
The same thing. You had Easter colors. Right. That's all I know. So it's obviously trying to be a Lost type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, isn't it really not
working? Well, it's Lost because it was just canceled.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we figured it was going to get canceled because we watched last night's episode or Monday's episode, and they said that they were moving to Saturdays.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the kiss of death.
Right.
Amy called that one. But the concept is that these people are all kidnapped, and they wake up in this hotel in some little town. They have no idea where they are, and they can't get out of the town because there are these microwave pain guns pointed at the perimeter.
Uh-huh.
And so, and there's a Chinese restaurant with people staffed in it who make them dinner every night. And there's a guy who works in the hotel who can't tell them anything about the town because as far as he's concerned, he's been there forever and he doesn't understand what they're talking about.
Okay.
And so they,
I don't understand why this was canceled.
So they keep, well, okay, come on. If I told you, so it's about a bunch of people who crash land on an island and they can't figure out where they are or why or what's going on. That doesn't sound any more interesting.
Well, I mean, there's a lot you can do with that.
Well, how is this any different conceptually? It's the same exact thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, come on. You're just saying that because you already know Lost and you haven't watched the show and know it's been canceled. That's what you're basing that on.
Yeah, I'm the bad cop.
You're the worst cop. But anyway, so the first couple episodes were really cheesy. And here's the thing. Some of the characters on this show...
But you're going to defend it to the end
no,
anyway.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining. Some of the characters on this show feel like they were taken out of some show from the 90s. The early 90s.
Right.
And I don't understand how you can make a show right now that has that kind of vibe to it and expect it to do well.
Well, it's not.
No. No, but obviously the people who made the show would have hoped that it would continue. Right. But I don't get...
I hadn't even heard of it until I read that it was canceled.
I don't get some of the casting choices. It's just... It's very... Right. Some of it's very weird. But after about the... Starting actually with the second episode, and then since then, it's actually pretty... interesting in terms of what's happening because you find out that one of the people who's been kidnapped is actually in on it. You still don't know who's above them.
Right.
And
you know, none of this matters. It's been canceled.
There's some other shenanigans going. Well, you can't say that because, I mean, look at Firefly. That got canceled. That was a fantastic show. You never watched that, did you?
No.
Did I give it to you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't find my copy.
It's not me. I don't have it. Okay. Did you start watching your that show I hated that you watched last year that you liked? It started again yesterday.
Warehouse 13?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we missed it.
It started yesterday.
Oh, we're going to have to watch it online.
That's one of those. Oh, isn't that one of those that they show throughout the week? Did Sci-Fi replay their stuff throughout the week?
Yeah, they usually do, yeah.
Oh, well.
So we'll get to see it.
Premiered yesterday, yeah. So I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah. I'm happy about that. That's a fun show.
Oh, yeah. It's lots of fun. Before we get into miscellaneous, let's talk a little about the unveiling of Hulu Plus.
Okay. Let's.
I'm excited about Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
I downloaded, you know, they came out with the app for the phone and the iPad. What are you looking around for?
I don't know. I heard something buzzing. Like it was, like there was a phone vibrating or whatever, but there's nothing going on.
No, that's in your head.
No.
It's not directly available yet. Okay. Hulu Plus, first of all, is a subscription service to Hulu where you have access to not only like the current season of the shows that they have, but all their past seasons as well.
Right.
And other stuff. Like they're going to put movies up there. And just a treasure trove of
and it's just
programming.
A monthly subscription, and then $10. You can watch anything that's there?
That's there, yeah.
So it's not like $10 plus a dollar per movie or anything like that.
Okay. For anything. And what's cool...
I wonder how they pay the copyright holders.
I don't know.
Like, how do they figure out who is owed what?
I don't know.
It's really weird.
But what's cool about it is... I totally lost my train of thought. It hasn't really started yet. I mean, they just, you know, previewed it, and they put an app on the iPhone and the iPad so you can, like, kind of play with a little. There's a couple little, like, samples up there. And so I downloaded it to the iPad, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's flawless. I mean, from
the
what
streaming
I could
see.
Streaming, yeah.
Now, did you do it over 3G or just over Wi-Fi?
I only have Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I didn't try it on the phone because... watching stuff on the phone.
You don't care about the phone anymore, do you?
I really don't. That, you know, part of me is thinking just not getting a smartphone at all and just getting a phone.
Really?
Yeah.
And then just using the iPad?
Although I like to have like a little internet access on my phone. But I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, I don't know. These are just things in my head. But what's really cool, it's not available. Well, it's not available fully on any format yet, but it's going to come to the PS3.
Okay.
And I believe Xbox as well. And it'll be in HD. So imagine watching
nice.
You know, some of the stuff that they have on there already, not Modern Family. They have like The Office and Glee and like a lot of current shows. And you could just go back and like, you don't even have to buy the old DVDs. As long as you have a subscription to this, you can just go back and watch old episodes, you know, whenever you want.
But they're not going to be in HD they're not going to upconvert old library titles to HD, are they?
No. Okay. Stuff that's already available in HD.
Right.
But some of the stuff I'm excited about, like they say they're going to have 10 years of old Saturday Night Lives.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That, to me, is worth $10 a month.
Yeah.
Just to have access to that, to just go back and watch that whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
In HD on my, you know,
now, see, here's what needs to happen in the future. Or, because it's an app, right?
Well, on the iPhone and the iPad.
Right. So here's what they should do in the app, is they should let you... basically edit together your favorite clips, and you don't actually get to save any of the video, but you have like your edit list. you know, as it were. And so you can save a particular clip out of an episode of Saturday Night Live, and then when you want to watch it again, it'll watch it and it'll just show you that chunk that you saved.
Well, Hulu's so already that way. You could go to a specific skit from Saturday Night Live on Hulu without watching the whole episode.
Yeah, but you would have to find it first.
Whereas,
I guess if you're, you know, I mean,
as long as you put in a couple keywords, it just comes right up.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
But no, I see like a favorites list.
Right. Because, okay, Saturday Night Live is one example, but what if there was just a little bit out of an episode of a TV show that you wanted to be able to show somebody just that bit or something like that? Just to be able to save it to a favorites or something, and then it would just show you that chunk. See, I think that would be really useful.
I agree.
That'd be cool. But anyway.
But I'm excited about it, and I totally think it's worth $10 a month just to have, you know, all that available. And the movies that are on there, I mean, obviously it's not, you know, they're not really current.
Sure,
but I mean, it's popular stuff. It's not like, it's not like, you know, when Netflix first started their instant streaming. I have to say, I just watched something on Netflix instant streaming the other day, and their choices now are much better than they were just a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it still based on the Stars selections?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But I see more things that I would watch and that I recognize. Remember before, there were a bunch of movies you never even heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still that.
Where do those movies come from?
I don't know.
It's kind of strange.
But I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to wait.
I'll show you later.
I'm taking
a
wait and see approach towards this one.
Yeah. I'll show you later on the iPad what it looks like. Because they haven't, what you do is you sign up to get an invitation and they haven't released the invitations yet. So I don't have full access to everything. I just have the samples that they've put up you know, to show you what it's going to be like.
Right. Cool.
Ready for miscellaneous?
I am.
This is an odd thing. Javier Bardem, who is a big Glee fan, is in talks to appear on an episode next season.
Wow.
How odd is that?
With or without weird hair?
I don't know, but in all the stories I read, that's the picture they showed.
Well, of course. Why not?
Steve Carell has officially announced that next season will be his last on The Office.
Wow.
I mean, we knew that, but he's officially announced
it. I didn't know that.
I've reported on that before.
I didn't remember that.
This should be good. Susan Sarandon is producing a reality show following a group of ping pong players.
What?
Right.
Susan Sarandon producing a reality TV show about ping pong players.
Yes.
What's it called? Check out my balls?
Really? Here's the Netflix thing I was talking about. Netflix will soon be competing with premium cable and satellite channels. In a recent deal with Relativity Media LLC, the film rental service has acquired the right to stream recently released films at the same time that they premiere on the premium movie channels.
All right, say that again?
For example, what's a movie?
Wait, what's the thing called?
Netflix.
No. Wait, start over. I'm confused.
Let me just explain. Let me just paraphrase what I was trying to say when I paraphrased in that sentence.
Yeah, that didn't work. So good.
You know when a movie like comes out on DVD and then a couple months later it premieres on cable?
Yeah, so Netflix is going to have it at the same time.
Instant streaming at the same time.
As on cable, not as on DVD.
As on cable, right.
Okay.
Well, no, they still want you to.
Okay,
you know.
That's what I was confused by. Okay, well, I gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's really cool. But it's only movies that are from Relativity Media LLC.
Right.
Which they listed some titles, so I mean, they're big.
Yeah.
They're big. And lastly, Amy Madigan has signed on to play Olivia's mother in season 3 of Fringe.
Amy Madigan. Can you pull up her picture?
Please? Yes. You know who she is.
I know who she is.
It's so funny that that's what comes to mind. Remember Streets of Fire?
I don't think I ever actually saw that.
That's actually a good movie.
Is it really?
Yeah, with Diane Lane, William Dafoe.
Willem.
Whatever. She's actually married to Ed Harris.
Wait, what? Or as Amy likes to call him, Ed Hairless.
That's very funny.
I thought so too. I'm trying to think of, what was Streets of Fire about?
Field of Dreams. She was in Field of Dreams.
Never saw it.
Why
don't you show me your picture?
Uncle Buck. She's in Uncle Buck.
Okay, just show me your picture. That would be much easier. Oh, yeah, her. Wow. I have a feeling she's not going to be the best mother in the world to Olivia.
She just doesn't look like it.
No, she doesn't look like she's going to be sweet and friendly, does she?
No.
Well, not from that picture anyway.
Oh, she was in Pollock.
With her husband.
Yes. Where's Streets of Fire? Where's Streets of Fire?
Right? Wasn't he the main guy in
there
that?
There it is, Streets of Fire.
Right? Wasn't Ed Harris in that?
In Pollock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Paré, Diane Lane, Willem Dafoe, and Amy Madigan.
Wait, was that the one about the band?
There is a band in it, but it's not about the band.
Oh, okay. What am I thinking of?
It kind of takes place in this like futuristic, but slightly futuristic world. There's like kind of gangs and like... it was
no.
cool. It's very stylized for that time.
I definitely did not see
I'm
that.
Sure if you watched it, I'm sure it's just like caught in a groove and like it doesn't, you know, carry over well to today.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was cool.
What's the movie that I'm thinking of about the band who like the guy died?
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers, that's yeah. right. I think that's
it.
What
was the Michael Paré that threw you off.
It was.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm going to tell you.
Wasn't he also in the Philadelphia Experiment?
Yeah.
And then I think that's it. He only appears in movies where he disappears.
Well, here's what he's got coming out this year. Amphibious 3D.
Excellent.
Cool Dog. Rampage. Blood Rain, The Third Reich.
Are these movies?
The Lincoln Lawyer, apparently.
What are these?
These are movies.
Really?
Okay, let's see what he's done that's been out already. 1968 Tunnel Rats.
He did that movie in 1968?
No, that was last year.
The movie was called 1968 yeah. Tunnel Rats?
Yep.
I don't understand.
Alone in the Dark 2.
I don't understand that
Ninja
title.
Cheerleaders.
Ninja Cheerleaders?
Uh-huh.
Oh, ooh. I hear an alarm. Wow.
And that's, well, that's good timing because that's actually all I have for TV.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about movies. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about movies. What did you see?
I saw a couple movies. First, I saw Toy Story 3.
All right. And?
And I enjoyed it. I can't say that I enjoyed it as much as everyone else.
Okay.
And my reasoning for that is, even though a lot of the humor was adult, it still is a kid's movie. I mean, it's about toys. And so the characters are... they're not adult characters. They're
okay
characters for children who say adult things, but not like adult, you know,
but
in a racy way. But like,
but you're talking about how they look visually versus...
No, I'm also talking just everything. They're...
but if they're saying adult things, then doesn't that make them adult characters?
No.
I mean, they're not standing around talking about wanting to go outside and play with frogs.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
No, I don't know. It's just, it's a kid's movie, no matter how you slice it, no matter what, you know. I mean, when I say they're saying adult things, I'm saying that they're things that I found funny as an adult.
Right.
But it's a kid's movie, whereas I don't feel, you know, let's pull some other Pixar movies. I felt The Incredibles was much more adult than Toy Story.
I mean, even without seeing Toy Story 3, I would imagine that would be the case.
But it was good. I will say, I mean, I noted that the writing is impeccable. I mean, it's just, it's so well written, and it's just...
So the story itself is a very kid-oriented story?
It's a lot. There's a lot of action in it.
Let's put it this way. If you replaced the toys with the actors who played their voices...
Okay.
Would it have been a kid's story or a story that would have been suitable for
kid's
adults?
Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is kid. Because
it revolves
related.
Around kids and just the joy of being a kid.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. I'm just
saying.
But
you're a sicko.
What?
I took it to a bad level. I will say, though, remember when we were talking about Up, I was saying that there's a moment in there that's very tear-jerking.
Yeah.
The moment in this movie is even worse.
Really?
I dare anyone to not shed a tear in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hopefully will take you up on that challenge.
I mean, no one dies.
You know what's so
like
funny
Up,
is that, which I still haven't seen.
What? You haven't seen Up? Well, you deserve for me to ruin that.
Thanks a lot.
I was in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
Oh, well, then you know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Phew. You know what's funny is Amy saw this. And she didn't mention anything about the really sad part.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the end.
Huh. Interesting.
Ask her about it next time you talk to her.
I will. And what else?
But no, I liked it. And,
yeah, it was good.
And that's it. That's really all I have to say. I mean, I didn't love it. As far as my list of Pixar movies, my top three are still the same.
Which are?
Up.
Yeah.
Incredibles.
And Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Okay. Yeah.
And Cars.
See, Finding Nemo still has it's still for children, but it wasn't as childish as I thought this movie was. Or, I'm sorry, not childish, but child-driven as this movie was.
Right. Right. I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know, even Finding Nemo could go either way.
You know, it could also be the point that I was in a movie theater with
full
a lot
of kids.
So that might be part of the reason as well.
Yeah, because we all know you don't like children.
I'm not going to deny that.
That's lovely. Alrighty. So, and do you want to talk about what else
yes,
you saw?
Yes. Okay. The other movie I saw, it was on Netflix Instant Streaming, and I had no idea what it was. It just, the way it was touted in its summary was that it was about like online gaming and just the world of online gaming.
Sure.
I didn't know it was going to be this disturbing study of people addicted to World of Warcraft.
Just World of Warcraft?
No, they touch on EverQuest as well, but most of it's World of Warcraft. And it's really disturbing.
What's it called?
Second Skin.
And how long of a movie is this?
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, really?
And
is that long?
Yeah. Oh, and it's different stories about, like, it's not just one story. It's different people. And some of them don't know each other, so they're just, like, you know, different stories that they keep coming back to.
Sure.
Like, one guy has to go to rehab for it, like, the whole 12-step. No, I mean, you laugh, but he's the guy you feel the most sad for because he realizes he has a problem and he can't get away for it, that he has to, like, go away to go to rehab for it.
That's so wild. I mean, just in terms of the science and psychology of it, what is it about something like that? Well, it's the same thing with those people who we mocked when they were, you know, freaked out and depressed about not being able to, like, live in the world of the movie Avatar.
Uh-huh.
Remember when that
right.
whole thing came out? It's like, what is it that's happening to these people to make them become what is probably chemically addicted to these things?
Right. It's crazy. I mean, then it shows there's a lot of statistics that I didn't retain that are just fascinating there, just about, like, well, first of all, I mean, we've already talked about how much Blizzard makes and all that, but just, like, other statistics about, like, you know, average hours people are playing and just, like...
Well, did you get more specific statistics about how much Blizzard makes? Because I know they have 11 million subscribers, and if you figure that they're each paying $15 a month, you can figure
the
out...
The only statistic that stuck in my mind was when Burning Crusade came out. It made in, I want to say one day, it made $96 million.
Wow.
Which is higher than any other one day total for any movie, any book, any, like, and one day.
That's insane.
And they focus on these guys who live together. They each have their own little, like, you know, workstation with their computer where they play, and, like, it's all in the same room, and they live together, and their whole life is World of Warcraft. So they all miss work. First, they go to the midnight, you know, release for the expansion. Now, we're just talking about an expansion.
Right.
They get it, and they've all taken off work for the next few days. And and they joke, I mean, just jokingly talk about how they're not going to go to sleep until they actually fall asleep at the computer. The one guy buys a cooler to keep next to him with sodas in it because he doesn't want to walk, I swear to you, 15 feet to the refrigerator.
What's so crazy about that is at any point, I mean, unless you're in the middle of a fight at that particular moment, at any point, you just go somewhere where there's no enemies,
right?
And just go get a drink.
I mean, the one guy like jokes
it's
about
like, it's not like
won't
anything
get up
is
to pee, so he pees right there in something, and like. But I mean, the saddest story of it all is the guy whose wife is pregnant, and you can just tell. I mean, the wife pretty much says like, "Yeah, I don't know how hands on he's going to be when these babies are born because he can't stop playing,
and he
met her playing."
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a lot of like couples. There's a couple stories of couples that met on there or that's their life. I mean, like that they don't ever go out. That's what they do for entertainment.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's cheap entertainment.
Is it?
Well, $15 a month.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. At what
from
cost?
From the peanut gallery. Thank you. Thank you for that.
But I highly recommend it. But
yeah, I want to watch
but
that.
But when you're done with it, it doesn't sit well with you.
Yeah. Eh, it won't bother me. It doesn't affect me at all.
But watch it. I want us to talk about it in the future.
Yeah.
But it's really well made. And
Now, where would you put this in terms of its well-madeness next to The King of Kong?
Well, you know, after all that we talked about in King of Kong, I think there's a lot in King of Kong that's reenacted or isn't completely, you know.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. Real. We got to contact Steve Wiebe and find out what the deal is
right.
with that.
Whereas this is like as it's happening.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is much more realistic as a, I won't say documentary because I know you don't like that word, but as as true,
sure.
You know, them capturing the truth on camera.
You can say documentary, that's fine.
No, but you don't like it.
I understand. But my point is that there's really no such thing. Given that, you can use the word for what it's intended to be.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
But I do highly recommend it. Very entertaining,
yeah.
But you know, it doesn't sit well with you when it's over.
Yeah, it sounds a little sad. Well, we saw Night and Day.
And?
Which is the Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And I would say that it was a lot of fun, but kind of forgettable. You know what I mean? It wasn't
right.
a great movie, but it wasn't bad.
Uh-huh.
And it was really the first movie that I can really remember genuinely liking Cameron Diaz. Because I'm just kind of okay with her. I mean,
right.
she's not offensive. She's not incredible or anything. But she was really great in this movie. And Tom Cruise was actually pretty funny. Now, I still haven't seen Tropic Thunder, so I still don't know anything about his character in that. But he was sort of the straight guy to her comic character
right.
in this movie. But as the straight guy, he had some really great funny moments. And the action was good, and some of it was pretty inventive.
Yeah, and it looks from the commercials that they have great chemistry together.
They did actually have really good chemistry. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool in that sense. And it was just a fun movie. There was some stuff that was like any action movie like that. There was some stuff that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's
sense.
So funny. In the last episode, I was saying how I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
And then you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
But yet I went and saw Toy Story.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it, though. I mean, you're going to still see it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's coming out?
I believe Predators comes out this week.
Yeah, I don't need to go into the plot or anything, right? I mean, we don't want to do that.
No, in fact, okay. I'd rather you didn't because I'll see it within the next week.
Yeah.
And, I will try to have seen it by the next taping.
Okay. It was fun, though. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. But Predators comes out this week.
Predators comes out this week.
That looks pretty cool. I think that's one of those movies that I will probably, you know, read reviews before I run out and see it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we will see any sci-fi movie without any questions.
I know you will. I'm not that person.
And especially, you know, something Predator related. Although I shouldn't say that anymore about if any more Alien versus Predator movies came out, I would not say that because they were both just so subpar.
Yeah.
What's a shame about that is there's so much mythology that you have access to when you make a movie like that. And not taking advantage of that and making something great out of it is borderline criminal. Okay?
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Are you ready for miscellaneous?
Sure. Wait. So Predators comes out this week.
Uh-huh.
Then next week we got Salt, right?
Is that next week already?
Isn't it the 16th?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
And Inception.
Inception
yes.
is also next week. Salt and Inception on the same day?
Wow.
Or is Salt the 23rd?
I don't know. I guess I could look it up.
You could look it up. You got that iPad.
I mean, really,
look it up.
Let's just...
No, just look it up.
Oh.
Just look it up. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of the Angelica Jolica.
I know you are.
Yes.
Why don't you talk about something while I'm looking it up?
Tony's got an iPad.
You know, people don't
He's
like...
He's using his fingers on it. He is swiping. He is slicing and dicing. No, that's something else.
July 23rd.
Okay, so we got Predators, then Inception, then Salt.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good July.
That is an excellent
for a
July.
Really bad June. I mean, as far as like a movie,
Blockbuster.
Summer for movies, it's been really lame so far this year.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
No, it's been bad.
There hasn't been anything
no.
blockbustery, mega huge.
No.
What other stuff is coming out this summer that's supposed to be blockbustery, mega huge?
Really,
those are the. Well, Inception. But Inception is not really a typical summer movie.
No. But it could be the sleeper hit of the summer.
I don't think you can qualify that as a sleeper under any circumstances.
Because of all the marketing?
Yeah. It's not a sleeper if you've been inundated with advertising.
Right. So why couldn't it be a blockbuster then?
I'm not saying it can't be. I'm just saying it's not your typical summer blockbuster. I mean,
and
think about the movies like Spider-Man or Independence Day or, you know, those kind of movies. that are the typical summer blockbusters.
So the popcorn movies.
Right.
The no-brainer movies.
Right. I think we're forgetting about something.
Yeah, there is something big.
There's something big coming out, isn't there?
Yeah. But obviously not that good.
Is Harry Potter coming out this summer? Or is that coming out in the fall
now? I think
that's
around fall. You know what looks good is that movie with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. The other guys?
I don't know if I've seen previews for that.
Look for it online.
It looks good, though?
Yeah.
Comedy or action or both?
Comedy. Yeah. Comedy, action.
Action comedy. Action comedy. Definitely that way.
Right.
Works better.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan has been sentenced to 90 days in jail after numerous probation violations.
Such as? What's she on Probo for?
Well, she's been lying to the judge the whole time. I only included this because it was on the TV when I was making out the outline, and they showed the clip like three times of when they like gave her judgment, and she like broke down like, what? Like, how dare they give her the sentence? And then she started crying. Ridiculous. She's a joke. You think she'll ever make a comeback? I mean, that's really...
Well, I guess it depends on whether you're talking about a personal or professional one. Professionally, I still maintain that she's a decent actress.
She is a decent actress, but
personally, I doubt it, because those people never really seem to. Although, right. I guess Kiefer Sutherland, you could make an argument, kind of went through.
And for sure, Robert Downey Jr.
I don't know if I would agree with that, only from the standpoint that I don't think he's necessarily changed so much. He's just less open about his activities. Doesn't he still partake in...
No, not at all.
Oh, no?
He's strict, like, done.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah.
No more drugs, no more drinking, no more party.
And he probably was worse than anyone ever.
Yeah.
Remember all the stories about him being arrested? Like, he just, like, would go into someone's house and fall asleep in their bed?
Naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm sure Lohan's done that.
I'm sure.
Except they let her in first. That's the only difference.
But, you know, the problem with her is that she's got no, like, strong support system. I mean, look at her screwed up parents.
Sure.
Anyway, let's not spend time on that. Titanic will be re-released in 3D in April 2012.
Yippee.
Why?
I so don't care about that.
I know. And I think April 2012 will be... That will, coincidentally, be the death of 3D.
Are you kidding me? You know how many people are going to go see that?
Tons. I don't think so.
Tons.
You know what? Let's.
There are a lot of people who still claim that as their favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, but those people are in their 70s, and in 2012, they won't be able to make it to the theater.
Well, that joke might be funny if that movie hadn't come out, you know, 10 years ago.
I know. Well, it was a movie.
You know how many young girls love that movie? When it came out?
Yeah, there are also young girls that loved, like, the Backstreet Boys, and do they still love that? No.
Yeah.
That's part of their growing up. I mean, think of all the things you loved when you were a teenager.
It's a different thing, though. Think about, I still like 16 Candles for the same reasons I liked it back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's valid.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
The title role in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot has been given to little-known Andrew Garfield.
Known that I don't know who he is.
Yeah, well, that's why I put what he's been in. Oh. Andrew has previously appeared in Lions for Lambs and The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Can you pull up his picture on the iPad?
Yes.
Let's see what this guy looks like. And then we'll decide whether or not they've made a good casting decision or a bad one.
You can tell that just by the picture?
Sure. If I know who he is and I've seen him in those other things. So... they had cast somebody in this already, and then they uncast them?
Let me see that.
I don't remember that they were concrete about someone.
Wow. How old is he? 8?
Oh, yeah. It's about Peter Parker in high school.
Didn't we already see that in the first one?
I know. That's what's weird.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't like his look.
You're going to say that after one picture.
Yep. Well, how many does it take?
I don't know. You know what?
He doesn't look likable as an average
You think
schmuck.
Tobey Maguire does?
I think that he has the right look for somebody who's supposed to be a totally average kid who something incredible happens to, yes.
Okay, how about right there?
Let's see.
That's a joke.
Are you kidding? He looks like he's trying to act like Wolverine. And it looks like he's driving a Pinto or a Mustang too.
You can't fault him for that. That's classic. Let's move on.
Doesn't he look like he's trying to channel Wolverine in that picture?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's dressed up as a mini version of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
He looks tall and thin. That's the weird thing. I mean, well, I guess Spider-Man could be tall and thin.
Kelsey, do you have a comment?
Who are you talking about?
Andrew Garfield. Do you know who he is? I mentioned Hugh Jackman, and all of a sudden she got all excited over there.
Here's a good picture of him. That's a recent picture of him.
Let's see.
You know, when they announced that he will be Spider-Man.
Now, see, in this picture, he looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, I don't know what's moving going on. You're ridiculous.
Look, he's already caught in the web in this picture.
Right. Here. Paul Reubens and Judd Apatow are currently writing a new Pee Wee Herman movie.
Well, that could be good.
That could be great.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say about that. Well, I was going to. What is there really to expound on there?
I don't know.
DreamWorks is planning a film based on the 80s TV show The Fall Guy.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I'm not mistaken, that was the TV show about a stuntman who solved crimes.
Yes. And now it will be a movie.
Also starring Lee Majors?
No.
The Fall Guy.
Jerry.
They are really They've, reaching.
Yeah, the well is dry.
When is the heart-to-heart movie coming?
You know what? That would probably do well.
It probably would.
Jerry Bruckheimer recently called a sequel to Top Gun a possibility.
Again, so don't care.
Right.
Not a fan of that movie.
Do you remember when we saw that movie? Let's tell a little backstory.
Oh, I don't remember there being a backstory.
At the time, I had a girlfriend at the time, and Yumi and that girlfriend went to see the movie.
That was that movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you remember, the other character in the movie was named Goose, and she got so mad at us because all we did was honk during the movie.
I do remember that.
Oh, that's funny.
Was that the White Castle night?
No. Okay. No, because it was just the three of us.
Oh, okay.
But she still brings that up to this day.
The White Castle night or the Goose?
No, the Top Gun.
I did not
she
like
got so mad. I think at some point she moved from us because we just kept honking.
That's actually really funny.
So,
yeah, that would get annoying pretty quickly in the movie.
And finally, Daniel Day-Lewis is in talks to play Moriarty in Sherlock Holmes 2.
Okay. That would be good.
That would be good.
Because he's an excellent actor.
Excellent actor.
I mean, he's really... He's like the top
he's head
of the
class.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Got nothing else?
Nope.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about everything else. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Moosh moosh.
Hitachi has unveiled their Life Studio external hard drives in both mobile and desktop varieties. They come with software that automatically organizes your content based on type and date. The interface is very nice looking and uses 3D navigation, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
Social integration is also part of the package so that it's easy to upload your content to various social sites. And it comes, you know, in a bunch of different capacities and prices, and they're pretty reasonably
priced.
They
are reasonable.
The cheapest one, I think, is like $80, which is not bad.
250 gig.
And then there's also, and I'm sorry I don't have more details on this, but there's also a USB key that plugs into the drive that has a micro SD slot in it,
right,
so that you can upgrade the capacity of the key,
right,
which is pretty neat. And then I think it serves some other purpose which I can't remember off the top of my head. But still, it's pretty cool, and it's a nice-looking design.
Yeah, Google it and look it up. I mean, there's a lot of features on it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. And now we are going to go into a very extended rant against Apple for a number of reasons. First of all, remember that Apple lover dating site we mentioned called Cupidtino?
Uh-huh.
They apparently have over 22,000 members now. 22,000 people who have decided that the most important factor in a relationship that they can think of is that they like Apple products. Now, on the one hand, I find that to be incredibly disturbing. On the other hand, the nice thing about it is you sort of limit that gene pool. You just keep them all together. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you're for segregation is what you're saying.
Only if it's self-imposed. I see no problem with that. Do you?
Oh, I typed it wrong. I'm looking for this online while you're talking about it.
Are you trying to find it on your e-pad? Because I've heard it's difficult to type on that.
It's not at all difficult
to type. I notice you're typing with one hand. Why are you doing that?
So I can stay connected to the...
But you're not saying anything.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. Are there pictures up there?
Yeah.
Okay, what... There's a woman, like, making sweet love to an Apple keyboard or something on the homepage of that website. It's a little disturbing. What's going on there?
It says featured everywhere, including Saturday Night Live. Oh, I'm sure that was a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. When you're featured on Saturday Night Live, it's usually not a good feature.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway. So Steve Jobs sent an email to a user who complained about the lack of Blu-ray on Apple products, saying, "Blu-ray is looking more and more like one of the high-end audio formats that appeared as the successor to the CD, like it will be beaten by internet downloadable formats." In other words, don't expect to see Blu-ray on any Apple products ever. He didn't come out and say that, but...
Right. But we can read between the lines.
We can read between the lines. Yes, we can. Okay, so here's the big thing. Apple are a bunch of liars.
That's listed as one of the items in his outline here, and that's what made me giggle at the beginning of the
podcast. Okay, so you know the deal with the iPhone 4 is that if you hold it in your left hand or hold it incorrectly, your signal strength goes way down. And so Apple released an open letter to all the iPhone 4 users saying that the problem isn't that if you hold it wrong, the signal goes down. It's that they were always giving you the wrong signal strength to begin with. In other words, the signal was always a lot less than we all thought it was. It's just they were displaying it incorrectly. And now they're going to display it correctly. Okay. That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard in my entire life. In order for that to be true, there would have to be a sensor on the iPhone 4 to tell how you were holding it, and there would have to be a routine in the thing that displays the signal strength to say, well, if the user is holding the phone this way, display the correct signal strength instead of the BS one that we've been telling them all along. And obviously neither of those things exist on the phone, so their explanation not only uncovers the fact that the phone has even worse reception than we thought before, but that they're lying about it.
Right.
There's no possible way that explanation is true and valid. None whatsoever. What a bunch of dirtbags. Seriously, it's like overnight they've become the worst case example of the evil empire. They obviously don't they have no concern about their customers.
So would that make Steve Jobs Darth Vader or the Emperor? He would be the Emperor.
No, that would make him Jar Jar. Because as we all know, Jar Jar was really the most evil character in all of those movies. So there you go.
Yeah.
And then in non-Apple news, finally, a line of candy called Benedetto Chocolates has the most concentrated source of protein in the world. There's more protein per gram than any chocolate, any other protein bar, drink, or meat. Supposedly, they taste just like great chocolate, which is pretty wild. So if you go to BenedettoFoods.com, you can get yours now.
Don't they make pretzels?
I don't know, actually.
Did you go to BenedettoFoods.com?
I think you're thinking of something else. I think you're thinking of that Gardetto company or whatever.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Good call on it.
Yeah. I didn't think you had heard of this company because I'd never heard of them and you haven't heard of anything I haven't heard of, so.
I got nothing.
Yeah, see. Did you go to their website?
Yeah, and it's not there.
Look at how I spelled it. It's there. I've been to it.
That's how I have it spelled. It's not going there.
Did you put the www?
I did. Should I take the www?
I don't know. I went there before and it came up fine.
I think you're making up stories now.
Maybe they got too many hits and their website's down because that can happen. There's a lot of people who want chocolate protein. Isn't that amazing, though? So you eat a piece of chocolate. There's your whole protein source for the day.
I got nothing.
I don't know what to tell you. And that's all I got for the Moosh Moosh. Yeah. So now, as always, it's time. You really couldn't find it?
It won't go to it. It just sits there.
Maybe something's wrong with your e-pad.
No. How dare you?
Well, you know, that company's been known to lie in the past. Maybe that thing doesn't actually have Wi-Fi. Is it coming up?
You were right, though. It's BenedettoFoods.com. It just won't go to it.
Hmm. Maybe they're down.
All right.
Anyway, so as always, this brings us
to
the time in the show.
I can't prove the validity of your protein chocolate.
Where we reveal our votes for the best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Tony, please give us your worst.
My worst. Have you seen these Adidas commercials that uses clips of Star Wars?
No.
Terrible. There's one with Snoop Dogg and there's one with David Beckham. And for example, the one with David Beckham, they both take place in the cantina scene. Okay. Of the original Star Wars.
Sure.
And Greedo.
Thanks for clarifying which cantina scene you were referring to.
Of course you know, but maybe there's some out there that don't know which one I'm referring to. It's
Wait. Let me do the background music.
So, you know, they're using clips from the real film, and David Beckham is sitting where Han Solo was sitting, and Greedo is saying to David Beckham that Jabba would like you to play for his team. And so it's about trying to get him to play on Jabba's team, and then it becomes a fight in the... Oh, my God. It's so distracting.
What? I didn't hear the cantina guests complaining.
The commercials are bad.
Can we do the other song
they're
instead?
They're a bet no. They're... I'm done. It's the commercials. I don't like them.
Sorry. Okay.
They're a bad use of Star Wars.
I get kind of offended when Star Wars stuff is mixed with other commercials. I don't know why. It seems very
sacrilege.
Well, it's in my opinion,
it'd be one thing if these were like clever and funny, but they're not.
Here's the thing: because for so long that never happened, I feel it really cheapens the brand. But yeah. I suppose you can't cheapen the brand any more than Lucas did with the prequel trilogy, so I guess there's that.
That's my worst.
Yeah, my worst is the Apple BS. It's just one lie.
I know. You
one
called
rotten,
me out of the blue yesterday.
Lie
just
after
a rant.
Another. Yeah, I did. I did. I was so mad. But what I don't understand is why every single media outlet isn't
calling them out on it.
Isn't calling them out on it. It's so obviously a lie.
Because they control the world.
No, they don't control the world. They don't control
Not
me.
Yet.
They don't control me.
Not yet.
They never will. They really have become the evil empire. What are you doing over there?
Just looking.
At what? You're trying to get to Benedetto chocolates again?
No, there's no getting to it.
Can't be gotten to? I bet you I could get to it on a real computer.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let's move on to the best.
All right, so what was your best entertainment?
I have to go with True Blood. True Blood
really?
Is very exciting right now, and I look
wow.
forward to the next episode. Yeah. It's, you know, it's the only thing right now that I really look forward to on TV.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Summer's tough for that. Summer's
yeah, and like I said, that you know, sometimes you introduce a lot of new characters. You know, it's one thing to introduce one or two, but they've introduced like four new characters, four
yeah.
or five, and they're all like, they were well cast, and they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to have to shell out for the iTunes versions because I don't want to be...
It's not really that expensive.
I know, but still, you feel stupid paying $2 for something that you've already paid for in your monthly cable bill. You know what I mean? Or satellite
but
bill.
You should feel stupid because you didn't tape it, and that's the reason you're spending the $2.
No, you know why I shouldn't feel stupid about that? The reason I didn't tape it is because it wasn't in our record list anymore because I had to replace my satellite receiver because DirecTV can't seem to make
one. So far, I only
one.
Hear that it's your fault.
No, it's DirecTV's fault. It was in the list. Now it's not on the list because
so
we had to replace the box.
Maybe you should print a receipt for these episodes you're going to watch on iTunes, send it to DirecTV, and demand a refund.
Yeah, why don't you do that for me?
Because
why don't you spend your time on that? That sounds good to me. My best was would have to be, there was an episode of Supernatural that we saw from season 3 called The Kids Are All Right. And one of the themes in this season is that Dean has become much less serious and much more carefree because he knows he's only got a year to live because mm-hmm. he sold his soul to a demon in order to save his brother's life in season 2. And usually when you do that, you get 10 years, but he only got a year because
bamboozled him.
She didn't bamboozle him. She's just like, well, that's the
she
only...
She hornswoggled
that's
him.
It was all out in the open. She said...
She had it all... She put it all out there.
She put it all out there. And she said, if you want to save his life, that's fine, but I'm only giving you a year. And he's like, fine. All right. So he took the deal. Now he's only got
a year
to
live. Did he even try to haggle with her?
No, because he wanted to save his brother. That's how much he cares, okay? About little Sammy. Anyway, so he's only got a year to live, so he's being very carefree, and he wants to go to this one city to see this girl who he had a crazy, crazy passionate night with once, like 10 years ago, or 5 years ago or whatever. No, 8 years ago. And so he shows up at her house and she answers the door and she says, you know, it's not really a good time. I've got people over. He's like, oh, well, that's great. You know, I'd like to meet him. So he comes in and it's a birthday party for her son, who is 8 and who looks just like Dean and who acts exactly like him. But what was so great about it was all the stuff that makes his character really funny and appealing and goofy. Uh-huh. They really put all those elements into this kid in terms of all the stuff the kid was doing. And just throughout the episode, he would notice the kid doing little things that made
him
think.
So is this kid like going to be an ongoing part of the...
I don't know. I mean, she said it's not his kid. She said that she did a paternity test after he was born, which kind of doesn't make any sense because
wouldn't you need him? Yeah.
You would have to check against something. Right. But whatever.
Well, unless she was, you know, using who she thought the father was.
Right.
Yeah.
So she said she did a paternity test and it's not his kid. But it was really funny that they did all this stuff and that they peppered it throughout the episode.
Right.
I mean, it was really, really funny and very, very clever on the part of the writers and the directors and the kid. The kid did a really good job playing that part too. But that was definitely the best thing entertainment-wise from the past.
Are you so mad at Apple that you won't eat apples or apple pie or applesauce?
No, I will never be mad enough at anyone to not eat apple pie.
How about,
unless the person who made the pie spit in it.
How about pecan pie?
That has nothing to do with apples.
Pecan pie.
Waiter, there is too much pepper on my paprikash.
All right.
No, I love the way that you do it, and it's funny, and then I do it, and you're like, all right, let's move on. Double standard.
Nothing. It's just weird that we completely went. I'm just saying whatever comes into my mind. It's just like some psychological test.
It's not a test at all. And by the way, you failed. So that's it, though. That's all we got. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, as always, for listening. Don't forget, you can go to Facebook.
Yeah,
and
send us letters. Post some stuff on our Facebook page.
Emails.
Please.
Requests. Oh, I still have to do that thing for Dorian. Next time, Dorian. Yeah. I'll give you some info next time. So letters, postcards.
Or just comments. Just say, hey, good job, guys.
Comments.
Or, hey, you're goofballs. Or... You guys.
Any of that stuff is good. You can put that on Facebook on our fan page, or you can send it to podcast@pause.com if you require a little bit more discretion, if you know what I'm saying. And also don't forget, of course, to go to iTunes by the wonderful Apple company to subscribe to the podcast, and you can leave us a review and a rating. Or you can just go to pause.com and listen live, which you can't do if you have an iPhone, but you can do if you have an Evo. So there you go. And as always, we will see you next time.
Bye.